Lucy and Linus stroll out of their house together. His blue blanket drags behind him in the autumn leaves that litter the yard. He smiles, picks up a fallen apple, takes a bite, and tosses it into a trash can. Linus kicks leaves as they walk. He smiles as they reach a pumpkin patch. Lucy watches as he looks through the vines and selects a medium-sized pumpkin, presenting it to her. She shakes her head, frowning. He bends down, searches, and holds up a rounder pumpkin. She grimaces and gestures for him to put it back. He strains, lifting a giant pumpkin. She pats it with a smile, and he follows her out of the pumpkin patch, carrying it. Lucy takes a shortcut through a hole in a fence, and Linus gets stuck with the pumpkin. She continues without him. He steps back, puts the pumpkin on its side, and rolls it around the fence. He tries to stop it as it gains speed down the sidewalk. He gets caught and rolls with it to the door of their house. Dizzy spirals float over his head as he lies on the ground. Lucy glares until he staggers to his feet. He struggles to lift the pumpkin and bring it inside. Lucy lays down papers in the living room, and Linus drops the pumpkin onto them. He rests on top of it, and Lucy cuts into it with a knife. He stares with wide eyes as she carves out the top and scoops its guts onto the floor.
Oh, you didn't tell me you were gonna kill it.
Dressed in Halloween costumes, children walk through the night. They jump as bats emerge from a shack. Images of growling pumpkins and a trio of skeletons appear around them as they run straight into a giant black cat. They run back and forth and flee as a purple witch on a broom comes after them. They escape into the pumpkin patch and hide among the vines. A title appears on a pumpkin. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Written by Charles M. Schulz. Snoopy sits beneath a tree as a brown leaf falls next to him. As another drifts down, he blows it into the air. He puffs it across the lawn to Charlie Brown, raking leaves into a giant pile. Charlie watches as Snoopy ambles closer and blows it on top of the leaf stack.
Thanks, old pal.
Snoopy smiles, wagging his tail. Nearby, Linus licks a lollipop. He runs and leaps into the pile of leaves. Leaves stick to his lollipop.
Never jump into a pile of leaves with a wet sucker.
Charlie and Snoopy roll their eyes.
Say, Charlie Brown, I've got a football. How about practicing a few place kicks? I'll hold the ball, and you come running and kick it.
Oh, brother. I don't mind your dishonesty half as much as I mind your opinion of me. You must think I'm stupid.
Oh, come on, Charlie Brown.
No.
I'll hold it steady.
He stomps past her as she readies the football.
No.
Please?
You just want me to come running up to kick that ball so you can pull it away and see me land flat on my back and kill myself.
This time you can trust me.
She offers a paper.
See? Here's a signed document, testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
It is signed. It's a signed document. I guess if you have a signed document in your possession, you can't go wrong. This year, I'm really gonna kick that football.
With a determined grin, he races to Lucy, and she lifts the ball. He falls onto his back, and the contract floats down to Lucy.
Peculiar thing about this document. It was never notarized.
Linus writes,
Dear Great Pumpkin, I'm looking forward to your arrival on Halloween night.
Charlie watches.
I hope you will bring me lots of presents.
Who are you writing to, Linus?
This is the time of year to write to the Great Pumpkin. On Halloween night, the Great Pumpkin rises out of his pumpkin patch and flies through the air with his bag of toys for all the children.
You must be crazy. When are you going to stop believing in something that isn't true?
When you stop believing in that fellow with the red suit and the white beard who goes ho, ho, ho.
They are obviously separated by denominational differences.
Charlie leaves.
You must get discouraged because more people believe in Santa Claus than in you. Well, let's face it, Santa Claus has had more publicity. But being number two, perhaps you'll try harder.
Snoopy watches, laughing, and leaves. He collapses on top of Lucy in front of the television. She tosses him away and approaches Linus.
Not again! Writing a letter to a stupid pumpkin? You make me the laughing stock of the neighborhood. All they talk about is my little brother, who always writes to the great pumpkin. You better cut it out right now or I'll pound you.
She leaves.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people. Religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
A girl with short brown hair approaches.
You're wasting your time. The great pumpkin is a fake.
She leaves.
Everyone tells me you are a fake, but I believe in you. P.S. If you really are a fake, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
What are you doing, Linus?
I'd rather not say. You might laugh.
Oh, I never laugh at you, Linus. You're so intelligent.
I'm writing to the great pumpkin.
You say the cutest things.
On Halloween night, the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch and flies through the air to bring toys to all the good little children everywhere. Wouldn't you like to sit with me in the pumpkin patch on Halloween night and wait for the great pumpkin?
Oh, I'd love to, Linus.
What's going on here? What are you trying to do to my little sister?
Charlie pulls Sally away. Linus places the letter into an envelope and strides past Lucy to the front door.
And how do you think you're going to mail that letter?
She scowls and follows him. His blanket trails behind him as he walks to the mailbox.
You can't possibly reach the mailbox. And I'm not going to help you.
He holds the letter in his mouth and uses his blanket as a lasso. It loops around the handle and he pulls it open. He tosses the letter into the air and Lucy stares as it floats into the open mailbox. She makes a face as he leaves.
Hey! I got an invitation to a Halloween party!
He smiles and dances with Lucy staring.
Is the invitation to Violet's party, Charlie Brown?
Yes, it's the first time I've ever been invited to a party.
Charlie Brown, if you got an invitation, it was a mistake. There were two lists, Charlie Brown. One to invite and one not to invite. You must have been put on the wrong list.
She walks off with her nose in the air as Linus passes, carrying a sign that reads, "Welcome, Great Pumpkin." Smiling, he leans on one of the pumpkins. Fade to black. Sally cuts eye holes in a white sheet. She holds it up, and a scowling ghost face stares back.
A person should always choose a costume which is in direct contrast to her own personality.
She wears a witch mask.
Is Linus taking me to the party? That stupid blockhead of a brother of mine is out in the pumpkin patch making his yearly fool of himself.
Boy, is he strange.
But maybe there is a great pumpkin.
Every year, Linus misses tricks or treats. And then the Halloween party.
He'll never learn.
Do I get to go trick-or-treating this year, Big Brother?
Sure, Sally.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. How do we do it?
All you have to do is walk up to a house, ring the doorbell, and say tricks or treats.
Are you sure it's legal?
Of course it's legal.
I won't want to be accused of taking part in a rumble.
She pulls on her ghost sheet and her arms go through the eye holes. Charlie puts on his sheet, covered in holes.
Oh, good grief.
Is that you, Patty?
No.
Where is Charlie Brown?
Here I am.
He looks down at his costume.
I had a little trouble with the scissors.
They'll never guess it's me under here.
Dirt surrounds him.
Hello, Pigpen. Glad you could make it.
How did you know it was me?
Snoopy arrives.
What in the world kind of costume is that?
He's a World War I flying ace.
Now I've heard everything. All right, everybody, we'll go trick-or-treating, and then over to Violet's for the big Halloween party.
In military step, Snoopy pivots and marches after the kids. One of them stands by the door in their ghost costume and salutes him on his way out. Snoopy turns sharply and paces in the opposite direction. The kids make their way into the pumpkin patch, and Linus smiles as they approach.
Hey, have you come to sing pumpkin carols?
You blockhead, you're gonna miss all the fun just like last year.
Don't talk like that. The Great Pumpkin knows which kids have been good and which kids have been bad. You'll be sorry.
Oh, good grief.
He'll come here because I have the most sincere pumpkin patch and he respects sincerity.
Do you really think he'll come?
Tonight the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch. He flies through the air and brings toys to all the children of the world.
That's a good story.
You don't believe the story of the Great Pumpkin? I thought little girls always believed everything that was told to them. I thought little girls were innocent and trusting.
Welcome to the 20th century.
All right, once and for all, are you coming or are you staying? We can't waste all night.
She stomps away and the rest of the kids follow her. Sally glances over her shoulder, seeing Linus smiling. She stops and hearts appear around her. She runs back to Linus.
I'm glad you came back, Sally. We'll just sit here in this pumpkin patch and you'll see the Great Pumpkin with your own eyes.
They stare into the pumpkin patch. She peeks at him and waves her fist.
If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Each year, the Great Pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch that he thinks is the most sincere. He's got to pick this one. He's got to. I don't see how a pumpkin patch could be more sincere than this one. You can look all around and there's not a sign of hypocrisy. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Smiling, they both gaze at the sky. Fade to black. Clutching paper bags, the other kids approach a house. Candy is tossed into Lucy's bag.
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the Great Pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus.
The kids walk from the house and look into their bags.
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
At another house.
Trick-or-treat!
The kids receive candy one by one. Afterwards, they gather to inspect the contents of their bags.
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got 3 cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
Trick-or-treat!
I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge bar.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
They walk.
By the way, whatever happened to the World War I flying ace?
Oh, he's probably getting ready to take off in his Sopwith Camel on the next dawn patrol.
Snoopy ties on a scarf.
His mission is to find the Red Baron and shoot him down. Here's the World War I flying ace. Climbing into the cockpit of his Sopwith Camel.
He sits on his doghouse.
Contact, he shouts.
His body shakes as he pulls imaginary levers and starts the plane. Wind flows through his scarf as he picks up speed. He grimaces as the doghouse jolts violently with the force of the engine. It smooths out as he tilts into the air and looks around at the changing sky. Scarf blows back as he flies steadily and searches the area. Explosions dot the sky with black smoke around him. He spots something below and steers the house down. He glances over his shoulder and pulls up quickly as he shoots at the enemy with an imaginary machine gun. He does a loop, shoots, and checks on either side of the house. He ducks as bullets fly past. Baring his teeth, Snoopy directs the house down and shoots back rapidly. His eyes widen as bullets pass closely. Bullet holes pepper the doghouse. Snoopy wags his fist in the air and freezes as smoke pours out the back. has closed, he stands up solemnly and salutes as the doghouse falls. He tries to steer the smoking house. He takes off his goggles and squints, looking around. His mouth and eyes open wide. He covers his eyes as he crash lands in the backyard. He jumps and tumbles into his food bowl. He rises and army crawls through the grass.
Here's the World War I flying ace, imagining he's down behind enemy lines, making his way across the French countryside.
He treks across dark terrain, the sky a mixture of red and purple behind him. He sneaks past barbed wire trenches. Later, he lies on his back on top of a haystack. Now, the moon shines brightly as he sneaks through tall grass. Elsewhere, the kids trick-or-treat.
Come on, let's get going. It's time for the Halloween party.
The kids approach Sally and Linus, waiting in the pumpkin patch.
Has the great pumpkin been by?
What blockhead sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night?
You've missed trick-or-treat, and now you're going to miss the Halloween party.
What a way to spend Halloween.
You think you're so smart. Just wait until the great pumpkin comes.
He'll be here. You can bet on that. Linus knows what he's talking about. Linus knows what he's doing.
She turns to him.
Right. Where is he?
He'll be here.
I hope so. I have my reputation to think of, you know. And just think of all the fun we're missing.
Just look. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Lucy and a girl with dark hair look at a pumpkin at the party.
Charlie Brown, you'll have to model for us.
Me? Want me to model?
Sure, Charlie Brown. You'll be the perfect model.
She guides him to a stool.
Turn him around.
The dark-haired girl draws on him.
If we shape the eyes like this, and the nose like this, and the mouth like this...
Lucy draws on a pumpkin.
Yes, that's the way.
Charlie frowns with red cheeks.
Thank you, Charlie Brown. You were a perfect model.
Charlie shakes with an angry scribble appearing over his head. Snoopy trudges across the countryside and stops at a checkpoint that reads, Pont de Mousson, 3 kilometers. He continues onward. Snoopy swims across a river, his nose just above the surface of the water. Stars shine in the cloudy night sky as he hikes across a field under a full moon. Silhouetted, Snoopy ducks into the grass and scurries from behind a rock into a ruined stone house. He climbs up a ladder onto the thatched roof and scrambles into a glowing upstairs window. At the party.
All right, let's bob for apples.
Snoopy spies.
This is the way to do it.
Yeah, Lucy, you should be good at this. You have the perfect mouth for it.
Scowling, she dunks her head. She comes out with Snoopy biting the other end of the apple.
Blech! My lips touch dog lips! Blech! Ugh! Poison dog lips! Blech! Ugh!
She runs around in circles as Snoopy marches over to Schroeder at his piano. Snoopy twirls a baton with precision, then leans on the instrument. Wide smile, Snoopy dances to the rhythm with energetic steps. He bounces his baton across his knee. Sighs deeply and tries to dance again. His face crumples into crying. Snoopy smiles, bouncing up and down, waving his hands joyfully in the air. He spins his baton above his head and wiggles his fingers along with Schroeder as the song changes. He stares at Schroeder with wide eyes as he sniffs back tears. He wipes a tear from his eye and wags his finger to the music. He covers his face. He blinks rapidly. Puts his hand to his mouth and bursts into tears. Weeping, he walks outside and wipes off his face with his scarf. He dashes behind a tree and belly crawls into the pumpkin patch.
If anyone had told me I'd be waiting in a pumpkin patch on Halloween night, I'd have said they were crazy.
Just think, Sally, when the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him. What's that? I hear the great pumpkin.
Snoopy's tail sticks up as he moves through the vines. Linus points.
There he is! It's the great pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
Sally glares as Snoopy dramatically appears. Linus faints and falls.
What happened?
Sally frowns.
Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
I was robbed! I spent the whole night waiting for the great pumpkin, but I could have been out for tricks or treats!
She covers her mouth.
Halloween is over and I've missed it! You blockhead! You kept me up all night waiting for the great pumpkin, and all that came was a beagle! I didn't get a chance to go out for tricks or treats, and it was all your fault! Also! What a fool I was! I could have had candy, apples, and gum, and cookies, and money, and all sorts of things. But no, I had to listen to you blockhead. What a fool I was! Trick or treats come only once a year, and I miss it by sitting in a pumpkin patch with a blockhead. You owe me restitution!
She shakes him and leaves.
You heard about fury in a woman scorned, haven't you?
Yes, I guess I have.
Well, that's nothing compared to the fury of a woman who has been cheated out of tricks or treats.
The kids leave.
Hey, aren't you going to wait and greet the great pumpkin? Huh? It won't be long now. If the great pumpkin comes, I'll still put in a good word for you. Good grief. I said if. I meant when he comes. I'm one little slip like that can cause a great pumpkin to pass you by. Oh, great pumpkin, where are you?
Lucy sleeps in bed while her alarm clock shakes and rings beside her. Her eyes widen as she sees the time and gets up. She walks across the hallway and peers into Linus's empty bedroom. Wrapped in a coat and scarf, Lucy walks into the night. Linus lies shivering beneath his blanket in the pumpkin patch as she arrives. She helps him up and guides him back to the house. She brings him into his room and removes his shoes. Eyes closed and head hanging low, he lies back onto his bed and falls asleep. She slides the covers over him and leaves. Fade to black. Later, Charlie and Linus lean on a brick wall.
Well, another Halloween has come and gone.
Yes, Charlie Brown.
I don't understand it. I went trick-or-treating and all I got was a bag full of rocks. I suppose you spend all night in the pumpkin patch. And the great pumpkin never showed up?
Nope.
Well, don't take it too hard, Linus. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, too.
Stupid? What do you mean, stupid? Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until...
Credits appear. Directed by Bill Melendez. Executive producer, Lee Mendelson. Original score composed and performed by Vince Guaraldi. Arranged and conducted by John Scott Trotter. Credits continue. A Lee Mendelson, Bill Melendez production in cooperation with United Feature Syndicate Incorporated. Words appear. The end. A title appears. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Copyright 1966, United Feature Syndicate Incorporated.